रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पते नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 31 द ट्रिप टू मिथिला. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. राम एंड लक्ष्मण स्टेड इन सिद्धाश्रम फॉर द नाइट एंड इट वाज अ हैप्पी नाइट टू देम इन दैट दे हैड सक्सीडेड इन देयर मिशन. Next morning, they were up at daybreak and having finished their daily observances, went over to where Vishwamitra and the other Aztecs sat. Reverently, they saluted their guru, who blazed forth in his splendor even as a smokeless flame, and said to him in sweet accents and noble, "Here we are, thy servants to command. What are our orders for the day? Nay, far be it from your noble heart the thought that your working is too much. Royal youths, delicately nurtured and daintily brought up. There was a king whom gaunt famine drove to sell his only son to a low-born hind. Would the boor work the boy less for being a prince? We are yours, body and soul, for our sire has made us over to you, and here is our place at your feet until you have no more use for us. Even so does the Lord seek out his own children and render them sweet service while being so humble." Vishwamitra replied for the other sages and said, "Janaka, the righteous ruler of Mithila, is even now celebrating a grand sacrifice, and if it doesn't inconvenience you greatly, we very much would like you to come with us. Besides, there is a sight for you to see, a gem of a bow, wonderful, of inconceivable strength, blazing in its energy. It was given by the Devatas to a former ruler of the land during a great sacrifice. Neither the gods, nor the Gandharvas, nor the Asuras, nor the Rakshasas can so much as string it. Why speak of puny mortals? Nay, not that there were wanting countless princes of mighty arm who essayed that impossible feat, desiring to gaze the power of the weapon. So there are two things to attract you thither, the holy sacrifice and the wonderful bow. It was, as I told you, got by a king of old as a reward of a great sacrifice he performed in the honor of the lords, who, pleased therewith, gave him the excellent weapon. It forms the chief object of adoration in Janaka's palace, and he offers reverent worship to it every day with bright flowers and sweet perfumes and incense." He ended and prepared to set out along with the expectant princess and the holy ascetics. Taking affectionate leave of the wood gods that had sheltered him so long in their midst, he said, "May all good be yours. Long have I sojourned under your kind shades, and today I take reluctant leave of you, the object of my stay among you joyfully accomplished. I go forth hence to the Himalayan heights over across the Ganga." Reverently he went around the hospitable abode and set his face towards the north. And him followed 100 conveyances of Brahmavadins and wonderful to behold. The birds and the beasts that dwelt about the holy hermitage went after the mighty sage of righteous vows until he pressed them to return. They traveled a long distance until the sun hung low in the heavens, when the company encamped on the banks of Sona. They took their evening bath in the sacred stream, and having made offerings unto the fire god, sat down before Vishwamitra. The princes approached the group and, with low reverence to the elders, took their seats in front of their guru. Rama, it was, then started the conversation by a question to Vishwamitra. "May I pray you to satisfy my great curiosity about this region where we are? Thickly wooded and well watered, to whom does it belong? And the sage who loved nothing more than to converse upon things good and holy spoke as follows, induced thereto by Rama, while the sages of stern austerities drank in the tale with eager ears. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam."